stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bruschetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, May 25th. It's Friday, Bruschetta.
It's Friday, and it's the beginning of Memorial Day weekend.
That's true. So yes. We have a three-day weekend.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kind of exciting.
What a nice surprise. I didn't even anticipate that. I totally forgot.
Did you realize you're not going to plan to go anywhere?
No, not on holiday weekends. I'll wait until after everyone comes back.
Oh, yeah, it's too busy.
Yeah, yeah. It is too busy.
No,
what about you? Do you like traveling during holidays?
I don't mind. I don't really care, right? Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
I wish I could be like that, you know?
Yeah,
but I can't flow with the traffic, man. You know, I mean, if it's just standing there, then
that's why you leave early in the morning.
But you know what? It's also hard to find hotels, and if you can find them, they're very expensive too.
Yeah, they jack them up.
All the time. You know, and even not on a holiday weekend. I mean, like last weekend or 2 weeks ago, I wanted to go to maybe San Diego, Santa Barbara, something like that, Vegas, Palm Springs. Everything is just like, it's fire, the prices, you know? I mean, it's totally like they double and triple the prices.
I know, they really do. It's pretty crazy.
So I'm not going to travel that way, but I am probably going to do something around town, you know.
That'd
well,
be good.
First of all, I need to work out. I still haven't gone.
Oh my gosh.
I've been a member for 2 days. Well, I was busy yesterday, but today I've got to go.
You better. Yeah. I got up early this morning, and I went to my boot camp, which was great, and then I'm going to yoga.
Wow.
A little bit later.
You see, that's cool. If I could get up earlier and go to work out, that's the ideal. That's how I used to do it. But I can't get up early. I can't.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd have to get up at like 6:30, you know, to be able to make it.
You know, I got up at like 5:30 because I'm still on East Coast time. And I got up at 5:30. I wrote an article that I was supposed to write, which I'm really glad I got that out of the way because I had so much to do this weekend. So I'm like, I just need to like do stuff. So I got up. I wrote the article. Thank God that's out of my way. My phone is being very frustrating this morning. Very frustrating. And it's not holding a charge anymore. It is very annoying.
Really?
It's just shutting off.
Shot,
I don't know. So I got to deal with that, which really sucks. But it's also not sending photos. And I took a bunch of photos of the places, you know, I write articles about. And I can't get it from my phone to the computer or an email.
Really?
For the life of me. And it's driving me up the freaking wall right now. So I'm like,
I'm sure.
I got to figure it all out.
Wow.
But so I wrote the article, but they can't put it up, and I won't get paid until I send all the photos.
Right.
So I'm like,
now, what about emailing them from your phone?
I tried.
It's
not working.
That doesn't work
it's
either?
It's not sending them. It's very annoying. I don't know what's going on with the phone.
And you can't transfer it to the computer either.
No, I tried doing that.
Really?
Yeah, it's very frustrating.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know. You're never lucky with phones. I don't know what it is with you.
I know. It's always something.
You always get the shitty phones.
No, but it's a really good phone.
It is a good phone, but it doesn't work for you. The same with your computer. You have a great computer, but you always have problems with it, you say.
Well, now it's making a weird sound, so when you tilt it, you hear something actually moving inside the computer.
Okay.
I'm really not sure what that is. It's kind of freaky. I'm kind of like, please don't die on me. Please don't die on me. It's the only computer I have. Please don't do this. So, I guess I should find a backup just in case.
Yeah, you should do some backup.
Yeah,
this is the time to do it.
Oy vey. Right?
It's not a big deal. Just get yourself a small hard drive. They're not expensive.
Yeah.
And connect it and just back up everything.
Yeah, I should.
You know, because if you don't, man, it's like the scariest thing. I mean, I don't do much backups either.
Yeah.
But it's scary, you know. It's like working without a net.
One day
you're just gonna fall off.
That would really suck balls.
Anyway. So do you have any big plans for the weekend? Are you gonna go anywhere or
I'm not sure. Like originally I was supposed to go to Mexico, which I forgot about, and I'm not going anymore
to Mexico. So, where in Mexico?
My friends have a place. I forget where it's called. Mm. I don't know. I've just never been to that side before. Because I go to, like, Baja and things like that. But this is, right. like, a different area part of it. They live in Arizona, so it's closer. Mm. It's, like, 4 hours from them. So I'm debating, like, well, she's having surgery, so it's probably not happening. But
yeah.
I'm like, maybe I'll go.
You can't pay me enough to go to Mexico right now.
I want to go so bad. I have
Do
to
you really?
Part. Yeah.
You
I
don't care
really...
about the murders and shit like
well,
that?
Well, this is a safe area. This, she knows, like, the governor, or the mayor, or whatever you call it, governor, whatever it is, the head of it, and they own a lot of property there, so it's not, like, a big deal, like, all the time.
Mm.
It's, like, right there. I don't really care.
I know you don't.
I really don't. I'm not going to leave the beach area. I'm going to stay right where I'm supposed to.
Well, so it's near the beach, huh?
It's on the beach.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, which is really cool.
That would be a nice area.
Yeah, it's the only point of going.
Yeah.
So true. It's still a possibility. I might kick off, like, Saturday night and go down.
Yeah.
Come back Monday
That's
night.
That's nice. Have you been to Cabo at all?
No, I haven't. I've never been. I've always wanted to go.
I know. I've never been either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just on the ship. When I took a cruise, we could kind of see
yeah.
it from the ship.
I've never done the cruise thing, and I don't know. I mean, I want to, but then again, I don't like being confined. Mm. Like, I'm a control freak, you
yeah.
know? I want what I want, how I want it, my way, and
but
I don't want to be
really
stuck
confined.
On a ship.
I mean, you just can't drive anywhere, but I
yeah.
mean, you've got everything right there, you know?
I guess.
And you go there to party, you know? There's a lot of partying
yeah.
going on.
I guess it depends who you're with.
Yeah, you know, you can work out. They have a gym. You can run around the ship if you feel like
Isn't
running.
Isn't it boring,
yeah.
though?
Well, you
Being
know.
Stuck on a boat?
I don't think
boring?
So. And don't take a long one. Go for 3 days.
Yeah.
You know, take
I would
a
do
short
that, I
one
guess.
First. Yeah.
I mean, I would like to get away. It would be kind of cool. And I do love boats. Don't get mm-hmm. me wrong. I love boats. I'm a water person all the way. Mm-hmm. You know, and I go on the speedboats and, like, yachts, you know, in the middle, but then I come back for the weekend. I just go for a weekend and come
yeah.
back. So it's not a cruise. It's a private yacht. But, I mean... I guess like a cruise line. Yeah, I guess it's, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, a lot of
yeah.
food, a lot of, and every cruise sort of like has a theme, you know, so you don't want to go on a family cruise.
Oh, yeah. It would
yeah,
just
go on
insane.
The singles one or whatever,
yeah.
you know, and it's a lot more, there's a lot more action and,
like, got it.
Things like that, you know.
I should go with a bunch of girlfriends. That would be really fun.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious.
And if you get a cabin, you know, you got to pitch in a little bit more. And get yourself an outside cabin. You
Why?
Because if you get an inside, you have no windows. You feel like you're in a fucking isolation or something.
Oh.
You know? So it's really bad.
Got
it's
it.
It's really bad. Yeah, and it's small anyway. Those cabins are so fucking small, man. You can barely
Does it look like Titanic?
Yeah.
Does it?
Well,
like the ones that are like really small and like, this is the poor
it
area.
It is, yeah. That's,
like bunk beds?
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah, I think they may have bunk beds too. Yeah, yeah, it's very small. But I figured if I go on a cruise, I'm going to get not only the outside, because the outside cabin has a window, but you can't open it or anything. You
right.
know?
Well, of
so
course
not. I'm thinking I'm going to take one. Well, they have some with balconies.
Oh,
so
really?
That's the one I'm thinking about. The next cruise I'm taking, I'm going to go. I'm going to get a balcony there. I mean, wouldn't that be cool?
It doesn't make any sense. You can't open a window, but they have balconies. So it's like you can't open the window because, you know, what if something happens and, like, you know, you lift your window open, so therefore the water's coming in and you're the one who ruined the whole thing. You know? Well, now you got a balcony door. Really? That does that make any sense?
Why?
No
I mean,
sense.
What's the chances of the ship sinking?
I
know?
Guess.
And if it is
But then why can't you open a window? Why can't you open a window? Why? What's the difference?
Well,
between a window and a balcony. There's no difference if a balcony
no,
lifts in a lot more water.
Yeah. I don't know. Ask him. I have no fucking idea.
But do you see what
it's
I mean,
It's like
though?
On an airplane. You don't have one that you can open. You know, a balcony.
Unless you're jumping
else.
Out of it.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I did fly a plane because I've flown some planes before. And I old planes, though. They're old World War II, the trainer planes.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually have windows that slide because
right.
they're military planes. So they slide.
Right.
And that was cool. I got to open the plane.
Really?
Yeah. And then you're strapped in. Then you go upside down. And you're like, what the fuck?
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, though.
It's crazy when it's open and you're upside down.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
even weirder.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did it. Done.
Yeah.
But that was cool. It was. I yeah. wanted to pee myself, but...
Yeah, I know flying
actually
is
amazing.
Fun, but I would imagine those old planes, it's really cool, huh?
Yeah, they were really awesome.
Oh, wow.
I had a blast. they have a whole team out here. I forget what they're called right now, but I'll remind myself later. But they're in Van Nuys, and they do a lot of things for like Memorial Day weekend. Actually, they'll be flying Memorial Day weekend. I used to do it a couple years ago with them.
Yeah.
It was really cool. Co-pilot the plane. Yeah, it was dope. I mean,
yeah.
I've done all kinds of stuff, but that was one of my ventures for a minute.
Yeah. I know. I mean, and those planes, they do what they call barnstorming with the with these planes. I don't know what the fuck it means. I think it means that they fly to a barn and then outside the other side.
So funny. Well, this one is actually interesting because, like, these guys fly in formations.
Uh-huh.
And they do fly over top cemeteries and whatnot. And they have smoker planes. So they blow the smoke out to pay tribute to all the cemeteries that are in the Los Angeles area. So they do it for Memorial Day and whatnot. But they do a lot of weird formation stuff. They have military landings, which you turn the engine off.
Right.
And you land sideways. Right. And I was freaking out when that happened. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you understand how planes work, it's not as scary. You know?
Yeah.
Because you can see, I mean, I don't know how these old planes are, but the new ones, the Cessnas and stuff, are very stable planes. You know what I mean? It's very forgiving. That's for, like, students and, you know, beginners.
So then how do people like the Kennedys get lost and die on a plane?
I don't know.
Because they're the Kennedys. I'm kidding.
I know. You think it's a conspiracy.
It is a conspiracy.
Okay, if you say so.
The mob was out to get them, and they got them.
Yeah.
They got them good. Oh, show.
Yeah. So anyway. In a few minutes, we have a guest that you arranged for us. And,
yeah.
She's going to talk about, she's got a book called Invoking the Archangels.
Archangels.
I'm sorry. Why am I saying Archangels?
I don't know why you said that.
It sounded bad.
Yeah, it did.
When I said it the first time, yeah. But you should correct me when we're off the air, not on the air.
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Well, it's early.
No, it's okay.
I didn't get my drink today, so I am not with caffeine right now. It's all good.
It's okay. Hood. Sometimes even on radio, you say things the wrong way.
Whatever. I say things the wrong way every day, but I make it mine.
Yeah.
As long as you make it yours, you're like, what? It's Archangels in my book. That's how I say it.
Exactly.
Then you're like, then it's fine.
Yeah. No, I stand corrected. You're right.
Wow.
This is funny.
Yeah, a little retarded.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she's coming on the show. It's Sunny Dawn Johnston. She is a medium. Spiritual counselor, Reiki master, ordained minister, medical intuitive, hypnotherapist, and an author of this book.
Ooh.
So, and she has her own, what is it called? I think it's called Sunlight Group or something. I can't remember. It's in Arizona.
Mm.
She's from Arizona. So,
okay.
Yeah, pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah, it sounds
so
good.
Really interested to see
okay,
what she
so she's
has to
gonna,
say.
Yeah, she's going to call us in a few minutes
mm-hmm.
and, we'll talk to her about that. Yeah. Also, with the were you caught up in the Facebook IPO frenzy at all?
What?
Did you buy a lot of stocks from Facebook and
no.
stuff on the IPO?
No, it probably wouldn't do well.
Yeah. Well, it hasn't done well.
Exactly.
It's fucking down to from 38 to 32 already. It keeps dropping. And all these people, man, I just like, you know, it just makes me want to laugh at all these people that were like caught up in all this and went and spent a lot of money and... I mean, that's, you know, and especially in the beginning where, you know, just general investors could not invest in this. You have to
right.
be like a big organization and shit. So let them all eat shit. And and yeah, since I didn't get to go in on this, I don't care about them.
You're hilarious.
And but yeah, I mean, it just goes to show you there's nothing certain in this world.
Yeah.
You know, everything can... come back to bite you in the ass.
This is true. And
yeah.
that's the thing. Like, I knew it would not do well. I mean, that's why I was like, whatever. I mean, it's
yeah.
just too much hype around it.
Yeah, but plus, I guess they're finding out now. They're investigating what's going on. And they're saying that apparently some people knew that the company is not worth as much as they said it was. So
really?
Yeah. So that, like, misleads investors and shit.
Oh, yeah, that's
know?
Right. Because what was going on with... I heard this whole thing about what bank was it that was working with them?
JP Morgan.
Yeah. They were like, they only told a certain amount of people in their group. Yeah. Did you hear about that?
Yes.
And
yes.
I don't know, it wasn't fair to the people that are not as high up or whatever, and so they couldn't be in on it, and they got screwed
right.
or something.
Exactly.
I don't know.
And a lot
yeah,
of people
right.
are, so I think they're thinking of class action suits. We'll
yeah.
see what
wow.
happens there. But yeah, that's fucked, man.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I would go apeshit as well. I mean, do you have any stocks or no?
No, not anymore. I used to have Google and Apple, and then I sold them, and I wish I'd kept the Apple ones because it, like, quadrupled in, you know, a few years. But but no, I don't have stock right now. I don't have any fucking money. Are you kidding me? I don't have money to invest in stocks.
Well, what if you just do like a, I guess that doesn't really matter. So that's the thing, like if you can't just invest a little bit. You have to invest like a ton in order to make anything or see anything.
Exactly, exactly. Because yeah. I mean, if you invest $1,000 even, and your stock doubles, which is very unusual, you still only make $1,000.
Right.
Know? So yeah, you have to make to have a lot of money in it. But then again, when you do, you have a big risk as well. And you don't know how well it's going to do, and it's pretty scary stuff, you know, so...
You know what's really annoying?
It's like gambling, you know, and I don't have the money to gamble.
I'm going
to
tell you what's really annoying.
What's annoying?
When people post shit on your Facebook that doesn't make any freaking sense, I'm sorry, it's annoying me right now. I'm looking at my thing, and I was tagged in seven different stupid freaking things, like... It is ridiculous. People don't tag me unless I'm in your damn photo. Mm. Like, I don't understand that. Yeah. What is that?
You know why they tag you when you're not in the photo? Because they want you to see it.
I don't want to see it.
Right.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Get it away from me. If you're... I'm literally, like, now you're blocked. This person did it so many times.
Do you ever get, like, tagged by, like... Pictures of shoes and shit like that.
I think
they do that to everybody.
I block them.
Oh, do
and
you?
Right now, whoever Peter Venner is, you're now removed and blocked, motherfucker.
Right.
Because you just pissed me off.
I know. Sometimes, I mean, people will post all kinds of things on your...
It's a billboard or something. Yeah.
Here comes our guest. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
This is Sunny.
Yes, Sunny. Good morning to you. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Great, good. Thank you.
This is Sunny Dawn Johnston, and you call us from where, Arizona?
I am, Glendale, Arizona, yes.
Oh, wow, there's a Glendale in Arizona,
there
too.
There is,
huh?
Yes, there is.
Wow.
I thought only L.A. has it, I don't know.
I know, I live in the Glendale in L.A., so.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
We're Twin Falls, then, somewhere along the way.
Yeah. Have you always lived in Arizona, or did you move there from somewhere else?
No, you know what, I actually used to live in Temecula, California.
Oh, really?
Nice.
And Salt Lake City, Utah, I've lived kind of all over.
Oh, nice. So how did you end up in Arizona? What's so special there?
You know, I lived in California, and I had a baby and had a not-so-great boyfriend, so my parents were in Arizona, so of course I went home.
Oh, okay. And then you stayed there ever since.
That's right. And then I met my husband, and we moved from Tucson to Phoenix, and we've lived here for 20 years. So.
Oh, wow. So you've been there a while. That's good.
We have, yes.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about what it is that you do. And you guys contacted us and everything, and we have your website up and everything. But tell our listeners a little bit about what it is that you do.
Yeah, you have an amazing resume. It's like impact. It's just amazing.
Well, thank you. I'm a psychic medium. I teach classes and workshops all over the United States and online. So actually anybody in the world can attend the classes nowadays. And I just wrote a book called Invoking the Archangels, the 9-Step Process to Heal Your Body, Mind, and Soul. And so right now what I'm doing is I just got back late last night traveling the country doing what I'm calling living room book tours. And so we're traveling around. I have a musician that works with me, and we are doing events in bookstores and churches and spiritual centers, helping people to learn how to connect with the spirit world, their angels, their guides, their deceased loved ones, and helping them also heal their heart. So it's been this year has been a really amazing journey for us, just in experiencing it for ourselves, as well as being able to offer that opportunity and that connection for others. So mostly what I do is I teach people how to open up and connect with the spirit world.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. Now, what are archangels? Explain that to me a little bit.
Well, the archangels, you know, I started seeing angels when I was a teenager, and the archangels are who came to me. So I don't have any kind of religious background with them. They just started to appear and had different vibrations that came along with them. So in my experience or understanding, the archangels are kind of the overseers of the angelic realm. And for me, there's been seven specific ones that have come into my life at different times for different reasons. Mm-hmm. So that's actually what I wrote about. So my book is really a hands-on, experiential, you know, if you want to explore and develop relationships, here's some steps you can do. These are some of the things I did, and let people kind of have and create their own relationship and experience with the angelic realm.
Right.
Now, I have a question, too. Like, how do you, do they appear, like, in a form to you? Like, can you fully see them in like a human type of form, or is it that they appear like you just know you feel the feeling, or like explain?
That's a great question. That's a great question. You know, the angels will appear to you in the way that you believe them to be. So when I was a teenager, they did appear to me in that form of a beautiful winged being, colorful, like colors that I can't describe in physical words. Mm-hmm. And so that's the way they came to me as a teenager. The more I worked with them and the more I connected with them, the more they started coming as just a vibration, an energy. And sometimes there would be color around it, and sometimes then I didn't see it all. It was more of that feeling and that experiencing. So each angel had a different vibration that I could tune into and feel and sense. Wow. So they will. They come to you in the form you believe them to be, but they really are not male or female. That's mm-hmm. just really the human aspect of us that likes to organize and categorize things.
So, okay, because I've had some weird experiences when I was younger, and I don't know, and I used to be like, oh my gosh, that was like an angel or something. It was crazy. Because mm-hmm. I've had a lot of people, I went through a really bad time in my life when I was younger, and a lot of different people, or whatever you want to call it, come up to me and out of the blue and just say strange things and make me feel amazing, and then they were gone. They were just disappear. And I thought that was just crazy. Like, and it happened so many times that one time I worked at a hotel and I was checking in a group of people and their last name was De Archangelis, which means the archangels. Mm-hmm. And it was so silly because I remember I was like asking for their address and they were like, I'm so serious. It was like Cloudway, like different. Uh-huh. And it was weird. And I'm like, this isn't happening. And they were beautiful. They were all these gorgeous men, gorgeous, gorgeous guys. Dark hair and the most amazing blue eyes I've ever seen in my life. And then they just, like, we checked them in and they just disappeared. Like, they weren't in the hotel. And it was a group of them. And it was the strangest thing ever. And it was actually a very good time because I felt so much better. But then, to me, they were in human form. Like, I was sitting there talking to them. Other people, well, I don't even know if they saw them or not, but it was really weird.
may not have, but you know that they can come in human form for a purpose. So they're not born into a body. They don't walk the physical earth as a, you know, born and live a physical existence. But they can take on the form of human beings in order to express or share a message or to help us move from one. Like a lot of times we'll hear stories about how, and I have one that was a friend of mine that was in a car accident in the snow. And when she pulled off, you know, went off the side of the road, whatever. And when she, somebody came up to her and said, "Let me help you." She had a kid in the background. This wasn't a friend; it was a client. Mm-hmm. And she had a baby in the back. And so she got the baby, and the person helped her, like came, helped her, and got her away from the car. And then the firemen or police came, whatever, stopped and came and helped her. And she said, "There was a man just here that just helped me, you know, get the baby out and all of that," and there were no footprints besides hers.
Okay, that's crazy. And see, what's interesting is something similar happened to my mother and when she was in a car accident. So
really?
Yeah.
So they do. They take on the form of humans if they need to, because sometimes we get a little freaked out. So
yeah.
If they need to get us a message, they're like, okay, well, we'll just come in a way that's going to be more gentle for you.
So, I mean, do you have, like, the same angels that kind of follow you around, or would it be, like, different ones depending on the situation?
Just different. So we have a guardian angel when we're born, mm-hmm. with us our entire life, entire experience. Then we have different angels that come in at different times in our life for different reasons, really like we do friends, you know, and people that kind of cross our paths. So when you're, let's say, a teenager in high school, you're going to need a different support than you are when you're a new mother, than you are when you're working full-time, than you are when you're sick. Mm-hmm. So at different times, not only can they be around you, but then calling in and asking and invoking different angels to help you and to support you and guide you when you are in those times opens the door for them to really come into your space and guide you and give you those subtle, sometimes not subtle, but mostly subtle signs that, hey, we're around you, and, hey, look at this direction, or this is an option, mm-hmm. so to speak.
Right. So you're saying they intervene in human affairs, those angels?
If we ask for their help. So mm-hmm. if we put up a prayer or a you know, oh God, please help me, or angels help me, or Michael, surround me, depending on what your knowledge base is. But if we ask for help, they're by our side. They're always by our side, but they can absolutely come in and help give us guidance and support. the challenge is we have this thing called free will here on this physical planet, mm-hmm. and so we have to be willing to at least ask for their help. And the help, you know, the way we ask, everyone asks differently. Some people ask in a very painful place in their life where they're just like, oh my God, just please help me. And that can be the asking, where others can be maybe more formal, you know, going to church and doing a prayer and asking that way. But yes, it is important for us to be able to ask, because they can't just intervene in our life unless our life is going to be taken in too soon. That's the only time that they can come in and actually create, you know, what people might call a miracle. They can create miracles at other times too, but we have to honor that law of free will. So that's one of the things that I think is really important, and I try to teach people that, is always ask for help, and ask for help from your heart, not from your head. Mm. Because sometimes we ask for help from our head, which is kind of the victim mode.
Mm-hmm.
We want to ask from our heart and then open our heart to receive it. My struggle for many of my years in my life was asking for help, mostly from my head, but then not receiving it, mm-hmm. saying, okay, but I want the help this way, in this form, at this time, right now. And if it didn't happen, then I would feel like they weren't listening, or I wasn't good enough, or whatever. So I had to learn how to not only ask from my heart, but then open myself to receive their guidance, their support, their direction, their, you know, healing, their, and my life has literally been saved with the help of the archangels, specifically Archangel Raphael, on more than one occasion.
Right. Wow. So when you say invoking them, what do you mean by that?
That just means calling them in, asking for their help. So invoking is just saying or asking or intending for them. And some people do that with words. Some people do it with feeling. Some people do it with visualization. Mm-hmm. So it's whatever form works for you. I don't think there's only one way to do anything. So I just tell people, find the way that feels right within you and follow that.
Sounds That's good. Cool. Yeah. Now, so you have a book. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the book and where we can get it?
Well, the book is Invoking the Archangels, 9-Step Process to Heal Your Body, Mind, and Soul. And it really is the process that I use to turn my life around. It's working with the angels. I talk about each one of the angels, how you can call them in, how you can work with them, what they represent, you know, why you might want to call Michael in versus Raphael. And then I share a story out of my own life that helps people kind of just understand or connect with that energy. So I do that with each one of the archangels that I worked with. And then I share this process of healing that, for me, you know, took me from, you know, a teenage pregnant single mom in a bad relationship and in a very unhealthy, on welfare and food stamps and very unhealthy environment, to what I'm doing today. And the biggest part of that was that lack of self-esteem and self-love. And so for me, working with Archangel Shamuel and Raphael really helped me to be able to start taking some of these steps. So it's, you know, kind of step one is becoming aware. What am I aware of? What's my challenge? What's my issue? And then step nine, the end, you know, when we're complete, is appreciation, being grateful for the experience, having gratitude for what it is that's happened, and being able to see the gift or the value in the experience. Mm-hmm. So I think that when we can get to that place, not only are we more loving and kind and gentle to ourselves and others, but we also have an experience of forgiveness for ourselves and for anyone else that maybe we feel might have, you know, done us wrong or not been, you know, doing what we may feel was for our highest good.
Right.
Now, you're also a medium as well, right? Correct?
I am. Yes, I do. I'm a medium, and I do private consultations for people and doing mediumship and things like that. But a lot of the mediumship skills I use to volunteer my time. So I work with parents of murdered children. I speak at their national convention almost every year, and then I work with an organization called Find Me, and we work on missing persons cases all over the world. There's psychics, police, and search and rescue dogs. So we work to find missing bodies and people, depending on if they're living or not. So I use a lot of my mediumship skills as volunteer work, because that's been a real important part of my giving back, you know.
Right.
Right.
That's amazing.
And you have an amazing website as well. It's called Invoking the Archangels, appropriately enough. And there's a wealth of information here. You guys can check out the scheduled tour dates and the book and everything else. So.
And also, you can go to sunnydawnjohnston.com as well, right?
Right.
Hello?
Yes, both of those are both sites have different information on them. So the Invoking the Archangels is all about the book and products that support the book, and then Sadon Johnston talks about some of the other things that I offer and classes and workshops and things like that.
Sounds good.
I'm gonna have to come check you out next time I'm in Arizona.
Yeah.
I would love for you to. That would be great.
Yeah. It would be amazing.
I know. Brigetta loves this kind of stuff. She's got angels all over the place.
I love it too. I'm sitting right here and I'm looking all around at all the angels that are surrounding me, and it's a good, good reminder for us, and that hey, they're always there. We just got to call on them and then follow that guidance that comes to us. That intuition that comes to us and says, hey, I feel like I need to call so-and-so or I need to go to so-and-so, because that's how they're speaking to us and through us.
This is true.
Well, Sunny, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, you're amazing.
Very interesting stuff.
Thank you. Thank you very much for inviting me. I hopefully when I'm in L.A., I'll connect with you guys.
Yes, absolutely. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, you're welcome here anytime. Okay, so congratulations on the book and all the best to you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
So you like this
cool.
stuff.
Yeah. You know, I've had so
That's
many.
Why you get us so many spiritual gifts.
I've had so many interesting experiences in my life that I didn't even think about. And I don't know much about like the angels appearing and everything, because I've had some really weird scenarios happen to me in the past. And yeah, and my mother was, my mother's been in several car accidents, but one of them, when she was having me, she was pregnant with me, she almost died. Actually, I almost died.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And someone came out of nowhere and rescued in the snow as well, and then just disappeared. Another time, it was raining, and it was in the car with my sister. It was a baby. And someone swerved, and she ran into a tree and couldn't get out of the car. And it was someone out of nowhere came in and got my sister out of the car and got my mother. And then my mother turned around and was gone.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of weird things. And then my mother was like, my mother had like some weird disease when she was younger, like I can't remember, with her stomach or whatever. And like this healer, my dad sent her to, it's actually weird, my dad sent her to a massage center to go get massage for her birthday or something, some spa. And my mother went to the spa, and this lady's like, so my mom thought she was the masseuse. And so she's like, just, let me take care of this. You've got this issue or whatever. My mom's like, yeah. And so like lay there and like it felt, she took care of it, whatever. And long story short, my mom went to go back there later on, and they were like, no person has ever worked here by that name.
What?
It was really weird. Wow. Like a lot of weird stuff. So it's been in like all these weird experiences in my family, and I've dealt with a lot since I was young as well. And so I'm curious about it, because where, how, or what. And, it's interesting.
I'm just amazed it happens to you and it never happens to me,
But maybe because it does happen, you're just not. I was talking this morning to someone about this, and it's like the more you're open to it, the more you see things. Like, haven't you ever, like, certain things?
Yeah, but
like,
isn't that like a convenient answer? You know what I'm saying?
No.
It's like, if you don't see it, well, you don't believe it. You're not open enough, blah, blah, blah.
No.
That's the answer,
I think pay more attention to it. Like, I've noticed the more healing, and I've only, like, been doing the yoga and healing stuff like this, the more recently, The more in tune that I am, and the more I stay focused with yoga and, like, healing and everything, the more things are happening in my other life. Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy. The more things are just coming about and just like, I don't know, it's just flowing better. It's weird. The more I get a strain, if I stop doing yoga and I stop doing meditation for a little bit and I get lost back in the world, things go to shit all over again.
Yeah.
And like, it's crazy. And then like, the more I get back into it, then the more things go back on track.
But don't you think you should take the credit for it rather than angels and things like that,
I mean, it also has to do with like you putting energy out there, because everything is energy, Everything is energy.
Right.
And that comes from a quantum view. And that's science, and that's, so it's like whatever you put out there is what you're going to project and get back. So if you put out positivity, you're going to get out positive things, even in a negative situation. You just got to like try and find the positive on it, even though it sucks. And usually things just pan out. At least it's always how it's been for me. And I've been through some fucked up shit, So I don't know.
Well, we've got a phone call. Let's see who's got something to say. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi.
I didn't really mean to be on the air. I'm actually trying to reach Cameron. Yeah. Radio.
You know what? You're not the first one or the last one, probably. People always call into the show to look for Cameron. I don't know why.
Another number, but it's not working. I'm supposed to be on his show tonight, and I don't know that I can make it. I'm trying to reach him.
Okay, but you did call into a live radio show.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'm happy to be on LA Talk Radio. You guys
thank
rock.
You very much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Who is Cameron?
Cameron has a show on Friday nights here.
Doing what?
So, he's got like people coming, you know, not celebrities, but singers, comedians, you know, and stuff like that. He always promotes local events and things like that.
Got it.
So I don't know why he doesn't give people his phone number so they call into the station, you know?
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
Come on.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So that's funny.
Well, back to what I was saying. I mean, have you ever had a moment where, like, okay, you're thinking about someone and then they call? It happens to me all the time.
Yeah, it does happen.
But more than frequently? And then you start paying more attention to that, and then it happens more and more.
But it depends who it is. I mean, if it's someone you always talk to, then it's not a big deal.
No, but it could be. See, for me, it happens all the time. It
really?
Could be someone I don't talk to, and I'll think of them, and bam, there's a text message.
Wow.
Or bam, there's a Facebook message. Literally, they just come in, and I'm like, I haven't talked to this person in months, years. Weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
Well, maybe you're a medium too, you know? Maybe
I am a medium. I know that. But I just don't know how to use that. But I am. I should take a class. I have no idea. Anyway. Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's kind of pretentious when people say, I'm a psychic, I'm a medium, I'm this.
Why is it pretentious if you really can
do things? Because I don't think that one person has more abilities than another.
I absolutely do, because they're more tuned. You could be doing the same thing, too, if you tapped into yourself, but you're not. You're more into this world. Like, a lot of guys are like that. There's not very many. I mean, in the healing world, they're more open, but like a lot of men have to feel, you know, it comes back from that primal thing of having to be like the guy, and I'm not gonna believe in this kind of stuff, and I gotta, you know, I'm
because
gonna go
people
to the gym.
Say all kinds of things.
I'm gonna go to the gym, and I'm gonna stick my hand in my pants, and I'm gonna watch some sports right now, and I'm gonna drink a beer.
And that's like the manly thing to do, you know, in that voice, by the way, too. and they're like, they can't. Most guys aren't open to it. And the guys that I find more recently, more of my guy friends, I mean, they all know that I'm weird and whatever. And I don't really care. I own it. I don't give a shit. You don't like it, then don't talk to me. Mm. Get out of my face, you know?
Right.
Don't be in my space. It's totally fine. But all my friends know how I am. I'm openly talk about things. And the more and more I do, the more and they're like, you know, I appreciate that you are just so open and you'll say these things, because it's things that I think about, but I just can't say, because what would they think? Because I'm a guy or whatever, or what this, you know, like they got to keep up the macho thing. And I think more and more guys are becoming in tune. It's just they just don't let their buddies know or anyone else know, you know?
Because
they don't even know, you know?
It's largely bullshit.
It's not bullshit.
I'm telling you it is.
Well,
you know,
just because you don't believe it, there are thousands of people out there that do, and I will say that.
I know, but that's the point. It's about believing. It's not about any evidence, you know?
Well, I've seen a ton of evidence.
Believing.
I've seen a ton of things that have happened in my life that are unexplainable. A ton.
Yeah.
I see ghosts every day.
But just
what is that?
It's unexplainable. It doesn't mean that it's something supernatural.
So I have a question.
You know?
It is.
I mean,
to me.
look, when people see magic, okay, and they don't know how that works, it seems like
to them, you know, fine. But how do you explain? Because you just said that it's crap. So you're basically calling me crap. So
no,
if
I'm
I
not
walk
calling
into
you crap.
If
I'm
I
not
walk into a house, which I do all the time, and I see a ghost,
right.
I'm seeing things. Is that what it is? I'm crazy because you don't see it. I'm crazy because I see it right there.
Yeah.
And then when something moves, and then you're like, well, I just saw it move, but I don't see the thing. I actually can see the thing that moved it.
Okay. Well, you know what? All I have to base it on is I've lived for 52 years, okay? Never happened to me. Never happened to anybody that I know.
Well,
okay,
I hope.
And I know some spiritual
then
people.
Then maybe you should say something. You should say, I am open to having something happen to me. If you say it that way, then
why would I want
because that's
to?
The thing. If you're not allowing it to happen, it's not going to happen. Mm. If you say, like, you have to be like asking, you have to say, I'm allowing for you to show me that there are angels out there or there are ghosts or whatever. I'm allowing to be open right now. Show me something, please.
Okay.
And look for it in the next couple of days. Say it over and over again, and you'll see.
Okay. Well,
I'm serious.
All I can tell you is this: is that about some time ago, I went through a spiritual awakening, you know, And you wouldn't be able to tell now, but
no,
but
not at
I
all.
Did that. And it went on for like a whole year. And no, I was very in tune. I was open to everything.
Okay.
And nothing happened. No yeah, angels, no nothing. You know, it was. I felt that it was me. My state of mind had changed, and that's why my life changed.
I mean, were you saying out loud, "I'm allowing things to come in"? No?
I don't know what I was saying. I don't remember, but I was pretty open. You know, I mean, that's what spirituality is about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was studying the Kabbalah also, which is. Jewish mysticism and stuff,
right.
You know, and they have all this stuff there too, you know. I mean, souls and reincarnation and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it never happened to me. I don't know. You know, I would think if these things happen a lot, it would be in the mainstream. Why is it not in the mainstream? It never will be either.
Well, I think because your experiences are different from someone else's experiences. So it's not going to be, for me, if you tell me, oh my gosh, this thing happened today, you're not going to believe it, blah, 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 blah. Because it happened and you're telling me, I believe it. Like,
right.
Good for you because that was your experience, you know, that you shared. But
right.
It's not going to be the same for me. Because
right.
We're all learning different lessons. We're all in different spiritual paths. We're
right.
all, some are, some aren't, some are the beginning, whatever.
Yeah.
And your experience is going to be totally different from mine.
That's true.
And I've been open to it since I was a child.
Yeah.
So for me, like a lot of weird things that happen.
Okay.
I mean.
Okay.
Anyway.
So connect me with my angels. Maybe you can.
Okay.
No, so why don't you develop these things that you have?
I should, and I'm trying to. The more I that's what I said. It's like, so hard because
like hang
when
around
you,
these people.
When
you, know?
You go back to your everyday life of like when I leave here, you know, I have so many other things that I have to do to make my rent, to pay my bills, to live
right.
life.
Right.
That you simply forget, you know, and you have to. So you kind of have to like for me doing yoga, like I have to do it every day. And meditate or I get wrapped up in like what's going on in normal day life.
Right.
And it's grueling, especially in this entertainment world and here in Hollywood, like where we live.
Right.
It sucks. Like you're sucked back into that like circle of like,
yeah.
you know, negativity and crap that goes on. And you have to like it's so I found recently how it's so important for me to go to these healing classes and go or at night, you know, these things and go to and meditate during the day and go to yoga. For me, it's like grounding me. And I'm like, the more I go to that, the more good things happen in my life. I know
really?
That sounds crazy.
That's good.
But that's what's been happening.
No,
I'm not
I mean,
the only one.
Yeah, and I mean, you can't argue with reality. I
right.
mean, if that's what's happening with you, it's, that's what's happening.
And everyone's know? Noticing it too. And it's not just me. It's like also my, like Jessie, the new, you know, my roommate is moving out. Same thing with her. As soon as she started doing Reiki classes with Gail, by the way, as soon as she started going on doing Reiki, I'm telling you, her life changed. She now
really?
Got all these jobs just opened up. She's teaching yoga. I mean, she came here knowing nobody.
Mm.
Like, I met her, you know, through a friend of a friend, and I got her connected to some people, whatever, and she did Reiki, and the doors opened, and she's now teaching yoga everywhere, doing everything she wanted to do, doing events, and she's being quite successful doing private yoga teaching is what she came here to do. And now she's moving out with two other friends of her best friends that I've moved out here, and, like, things are just happening.
Yeah.
And it's not just her. Like, it's in our house. Like, it's just kind of like, that's what we do. And, like, my other friends that are more in tune with yoga, things are happening to them. I'm not saying it's yoga. I'm saying it's
right.
you being tuned with you and however you find that, whether it's doing yoga, whether it's going to meditation, whether it's something else, just being in nature.
Right.
Whatever it is for each person, it's different.
Mm.
You know, for you, it could be going to the gym. Who
yeah.
knows? But it's being in tune with yourself and one with, like, your spirit,
right.
basically.
Yeah.
So maybe it's and for others it's going to church. I can't sit in a church. I'm not that person.
Right.
I don't believe in half that. Yes, I believe in angels and because I've experienced it. I believe in God and all that, but I don't believe in the teachings of the church. I think it's shit and crap. I won't sit in a church even though I grew up Catholic and was forced to go to Catholic school my whole life. I don't believe in any of it.
Right.
To me, it's like it's history and what they've done is like it's just shameful in a way.
Right, but you do accept a lot of the moral values of the religion.
Because you know why? I've experienced a lot and I am
right.
I have good morals like
right.
I do in general and any religion does.
Yeah, well that's exactly
I think
that's
all
what
the
religion
same.
Does. That's why I don't think we should
I don't yeah, religion
be quick
all
to
yeah.
You know, I think it's the rituals, I think it's the politics of it
yeah.
all that turns people off.
I agree
know?
With that.
But
yeah.
as far as what religion teaches, as far as morality and things like that.
They're all the same.
Yeah, and I think that keeps society in line.
Exactly. No, mm-hmm. and I definitely do. And yeah. and to each his own. And like, yes, I was raised Catholic, but I don't believe in a lot of it. But mm-hmm. in some things I do, some sources I do. But I'm also open to other religions. I'm open to, you know, and honestly, God is like, it's God and Catholic. It's mm-hmm. Buddha and another one. It's, you know what I mean? It's a different word in every religion. So. Yeah. But it's all kind of the same thing,
right?
You know,
that's true.
Whether you call it disciples, whether you call it angels, whether whatever.
Yeah.
So that's my spiel.
Yeah, but some other religions, they really look at things differently, like Buddhism and Hinduism.
Which I'm very into and I'm open to, and I've been being in yoga.
They're more looking at things like circular, right?
Right, and being in yoga and meditation, you learn that, and it's kind of what goes around comes around. It's karma, mm-hmm. you know. It's really, they're really telling you what you put out there, you get back.
Right.
And most religions kind of say that in a weird way. Like in Catholicism, it says that in a weird way though. Like you don't even understand half the things that the priest is telling you anyway. You know, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
But that's why when I was younger, I used to like going to Baptist church, even though I'm not a Baptist, because it was in plain English, you know, and I understood it more. And then otherwise I'd be like, I don't know what the hell they're saying. And like, I'm going to tune out and I'm going to like yawn and fall asleep, you know, or be a brat and run around the aisles, whatever, because it bored me. But I mean, every religion is like, it's similar. They just say it in different ways.
Right.
What goes around comes around. What you put out there, you get back, you know, kind of thing. And another thing that I want to bring up too is people used to shun Wiccan religion, which Wiccans, pagans, mm-hmm. basically worship Mother Nature and the earth. And
which is terrible.
It's not terrible.
Why is it not terrible?
Not at all.
To worship nature?
No.
To worship nature?
It's not worship. It's giving thanks. Yoga is the same thing. Giving thanks, saying, and the Native Americans are the same thing. Saying thank you to the sun for rising today. Thank you to the
moon.
Right,
but there's someone behind the sun you should thank for, you know?
But it's all of it. It's the energy of Mother Nature, the energy of the earth.
Nature, I think, is something that was given to us, and you can't worship nature. I mean, that's what, like you said, that's what pagans did.
Right, but I don't see anything.
Idol worship.
But see, I'm a little bit of all of it.
Right.
I actually every day I'll say thank you for all of the beauty of it all. Mm. I love nature. I have to be outside with it.
No, you can love nature, but not worship it like it's holy. You know what I'm saying?
It is holy though. It's a blessed thing.
So you're saying that you should worship animals too, right?
I'm not saying worship like they're like God.
Right.
But I'm saying like appreciate them all.
Appreciate is one
like
thing.
They're all spirits of like this, you know, this world.
Right.
And like thank you for the trees or we wouldn't be able to breathe. People don't even realize that.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. But you use the word worship, which is a strong word, you know, and I'm saying that, you know, to worship nature is like idolatry.
I wouldn't say,
you know?
But see, okay, pagans. And that's the thing. It's like this whole yoga turn is totally different. It's taking a new world. It's taking all of these different religions and putting them together in a different way kind of thing, you know? Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't say worship, but I would say, yeah, and Native Americans like do too. Thank you. Like you're bowing down to thank you, Mother Nature,
for this. I know that they do, but it doesn't mean that
thank
they
you
do
for
is,
bringing us rain, which brings us this. Thank you for the grass that grows for thank you for the trees that help you breathe. Thank you for the water, whatever. It's like, in a way, you're giving thanks to all of it.
No, giving thanks is fine. I mean, I'm not saying that it's not, you know, but we were given nature, if you believe in God, that we were given nature and we were asked to tame it, to control nature, you know?
Were we asked to control it?
Yeah.
How are we asked to control it?
We'd be in charge of the animals and everything else.
It never says that.
I'll find it for you in the Bible.
Please do, because I don't think anywhere it'll say that we're in charge of animals.
Yes, we are.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's okay if people take pit bulls and race them.
Let me ask you this.
And beat them.
Let me ask you this. If your dog was drowning and there was another stranger drowning, who would you save?
The dog.
Okay. You see, that's what I mean. You see, I think God meant that human life is worth more than animal life.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, it would depend on...
Forget that.
It would depend on the person. Put it that way for me.
Depend on the person.
I would try and do both.
But you don't know who that person is. I'm just saying you have a human.
I would try and do
an
both.
Animal.
Because the human can, you know what? The human can lay on their back and float for a moment while the dog is saved.
Another thing is,
dogs know how to swim. No matter what, you throw them in the water, they know how to swim.
Right.
So it depends on the situation.
Yeah, but like I said, the instinct to save an animal, I think, is something to be examined, you know. And a lot of people would say the same thing, you know. But human life is worth more than animal, I think.
I've saved several humans.
If you believe in the Bible. And, yeah. You know?
Yeah, I mean, to each his own, anyway, but...
Definitely. I mean, I'm not here to judge or anything.
No.
I'm just telling you that, you know, that's the impression I got from all that. You know,
so. I guess.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and like, all I'm saying is with the pagan thing is they are one aspect. They only look at one aspect, the nature aspect, right. You know, of things. And being in tune with nature and being in tune with the spirit is right. What it is. And they were shunned for it.
Right.
And then and a lot of it was the Catholic Church that started this whole thing, you know, with
right.
it. But
yeah.
That's a whole other thing.
All right.
We're over. Show's over.
Okay, well, it is Friday. Excuse me, it is the weekend, and so I guess we're gonna take Monday off, huh? What the hell?
Okay.
Nobody else is gonna be working.
Yeah, I know. No one's, yeah. The road's gonna be dead.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Have a great long weekend, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.